What is going on? Welcome back to the No Sell Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be talking about the WWE budget cuts. Now look, WWE, you know, I've sat around, I've stayed passive, I've stayed quiet, and I've stayed peaceful. I've been willing to let you go through your releases, all right? Buddy Murphy was sad. Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, Andrade. All right, I've sat by. I've had opinions. I've had strong opinions. But I've sat by peacefully and let you do your thing. But when you come and attack my wrestling that I watch, when you come to attack NXT, that's where I draw the line. Today, they came to the conclusion to release Bronson Reed, Bobby Fish, Mercedes Martinez, Tyler Rust, and a couple of other developmental guys, Jake Atlas, Leon Ruff, and some other dudes. What? Bronson Reed was just NXT North American Champion. He just had a match with Adam Cole, who, by the way, is not under contract. Just want to let you know that. Neither is Pete Dunne. So I have no clue what's going on there. Nick Khan, you are an evil person, okay? You're firing people. First of all, you're firing people in the name of budget cuts on a company that just made well over multiple billions of dollars, literally record revenue during a pandemic, and you're going to fire people in the name of budget cuts. Okay, you're off to a terrible start. Not only are you releasing people in the name of budget cuts, you're releasing great wrestlers, people who have value. What? Why are you doing this? And then you go and you cut developmental contracts. There's no way that in the name of budget cuts, you could have cut developmental contracts and really saw a financial increase that was substantial enough to recognize on a spreadsheet. There's no way. There's literally no way. I find it very hard to believe these developmental wrestlers are making pennies on the dollar compared to the big leagues. If you want to cut Bray Wyatt's contract, which is millions of dollars, while I don't really get it nor support it, I mean, I get it, but I don't support it, you can go ahead and cut Bray Wyatt's multi-million dollar contract. You can cut Braun Strowman's million dollar contract. But you're cutting developmental deals. These things are, developmental deals are sub 500K. All right. If I'm a wrestler on a developmental deal, I'd quit. There's no point in wrestling on a developmental contract where you're making pennies on the dollar compared to a Seth Rollins or a Roman Reigns who's making lots of money. Not only is that happening, but you're at risk of being fired. There's no healthcare coverage. What's the point of wrestling for this company if Nick Khan can come in, swing the phallus around, and cut somebody? Just from the company. Just because he feels like it. Just because he looks at a spreadsheet, he sees Tyler Rust makes $212K a year, and he decides, that's too much. Let's go ahead and cut him. Yeah, what? It's immoral. Nick Khan is sabotaging your company, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and you can't even see it. You're blind. Okay, I don't understand the point of the budget cuts. I don't support the budget cuts. I think they're stupid. And I think the cutting Bobby Fish was really dumb. And also, they're cutting people who are in storylines. Like, Tyler Rust was in Diamond Mine. Like, he debuted like 3 months ago by himself. And then he returns with Diamond Mine literally like 4 weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. And you cut him? What? That doesn't make any sense. It literally makes zero sense. What is Diamond Mine? A tag team? I don't get it. Bronson Reed is the most puzzling to me. He was NXT North American Champion. This man was apparently a fan. He had him come in for a tryout. He had a match on Main Event. It looked like he was moving up to the main roster. He wrestled Adam Cole. And then he gets cut? Why? What do you gain from that? Bronson Reed's a superstar. I've said before that he's better than... I prefer him to Keith Lee. I think he's better than Keith Lee. I wouldn't say cut Keith Lee, too. Please don't do that. But I'm simply saying, why would you cut a future superstar? Why would you cut a future main eventer? And yes, I'm not using that term lightly. Bronson Reed is a future main eventer. These budget cuts are just nonsensical at this point. They were nonsensical from the moment you cut Bray Wyatt. That was just baffling. I never spoke on Bray Wyatt's release. Bray Wyatt, one of the most innovative and creative wrestlers of the generation. Not just the decade, of this generation. Who was constantly dealt bad hands. Okay, he lost to John Cena at WrestleMania at his hottest. He couldn't defeat The Undertaker a year off of losing his streak. He had to dress in drag and pretend to be a dead nun on live television. Okay, he reinvents himself as this character, The Fiend, deep in lore, deep in character. He has interesting matches, great angles, and yet you feed him to Goldberg, you have him partake in probably the worst Hell in a Cell match of all time, you have him lose to Randy Orton clean at WrestleMania, you have Alexa Bliss not only steal his character, but make it worse. You dumbed down Bray Wyatt's character, made it worse, gave it to Alexa Bliss, and then fired him. What? It doesn't make any sense. Alexa Bliss doesn't have the same charisma as Bray Wyatt, the same... I'm not trying not to sound rude, but the same... there's no way to put it. The same wrestling knowledge as Bray Wyatt. She doesn't know how to pop the crowd like Bray Wyatt can. She doesn't know the mannerisms of being the Fiend. And also, she's 5 foot. She's not intimidating, which is why she uses magic every single week. This is wrestling in 2021. Okay, Alexa Bliss's character would have went over in, like, the 80s, maybe. Back when, like, Papa Shango was a thing. That's when her character would have went over. So, I don't understand the Bray Wyatt firing. I don't understand the NXT cuts. You went and you fired Aleister Black, who is a great wrestler, a decent character, a bit of an overrated character, but a decent character nonetheless, and you just feed him to AEW. You just feed him to your biggest competition. Like, hey, why not? Just go ahead and have him for free. Why? I don't understand these budget cuts, to be 100% honest with you. I don't get it. A company having record profits should be able to hang on to developmental contracts. Okay, I am by no means a genius, but I have common sense, okay? I have common sense. I am above average intelligence. I understand finances. There's no way a developmental contract is going to make a significant increase on your revenue for a multi-billion dollar company. It's just impossible. And now I'm sure Bronson Reed's going to go to, like, AEW. And then Bobby Fish will go to AEW. Bet you this whole round of cuts are going to walk into the AEW recycle bin. Further overinflate their roster. And then I'm waiting for Dynamite to go to Mondays. Honestly. I know I don't watch Dynamite, but maybe when Dynamite goes to Mondays, WWE will get their mind in order. They'll see, hey, maybe it was a terrible idea to release Bray Wyatt, to release Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, realize that releasing Miro was a bad idea, releasing all those guys. I hope WWE sees that that was wrong, and then also treating Daniel Bryan like garbage, or not giving him a good enough contract for him to leave WWE. He was already a guaranteed Hall of Famer. There's literally no questions about it. Royal Rumble, not a Royal Rumble winner. Still hurts to this day. Money in the Bank winner, World Champion, WWE Champion, Intercontinental Champion, US Champion, Tag Team Champion, WrestleMania main eventer. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, obviously. So to upset a future Hall of Famer so badly that he doesn't just go to Japan, like, you know, I thought he might for a year or two. He goes to your biggest competition, signs like a massive deal with creative control. Like, what did you do? What's going on in that building? What is Vince McMahon doing? Bruce Pritchard, Nick Khan, can they all go home? They're not revolutionaries anymore. Vince is not a revolutionary anymore. He doesn't have the mind to book in 2021. He's stuck in his ways. Paul Heyman's the reason why WWE was successful for as long as it was in the early 2000s, because he's a visionary.
If Vince McMahon's checkbook was in Paul Heyman's hands, he'd probably be running the most successful wrestling company in the world right now. No questions about it. But it's not. And the McMahons don't really like Paul Heyman all that much. I mean, either give it to Paul Heyman or give it to Triple H or something. Just come on. What are you guys doing? What are you doing? You're cutting people. You're making your weekly television show completely unwatchable. The ratings have tanked. Your titles mean nothing. I don't even tune into Raw anymore. I don't even try. I just miss SmackDown. The only show I watch is NXT, and it looks like the budget cuts are getting there too. I just don't get it. But that's it. I'm signing off.